Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning. It is 8:43. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Cameron Line. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday morning. Lots to talk about here this morning. We've got a studio full, and we will start with the president of the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, Carlos Duncan, joining us this morning. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
How's the health?
Doing good.
Good. Good to hear that. Good to hear that. Always always good to see you. And, of course, you've been doing this for a long time in the boxing game and running the Youth Athletic Club. And just start tell people that might not know, maybe somebody's new in town and they don't really know much about it. Maybe they've heard the name or maybe they haven't. Talk a little bit about the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club and kind of the mission.
Okay, first off, for those that don't know, boxing has been big in Galesburg. Well, it's kind of slowed down a little bit. Well, it's not people aren't aware of it. Mm-hmm. Back in the 30s and 40s. And, starting with my father, he went to the Nationals back in 1942. I have a poster up in the gym right across J&J Sports Club, 67 and a half South Prairie. There was a boxing gym there, okay, or a theater, whatever. But we've been doing this. There's been boxing in Galesburg for longer than 70 years, but we're going into our 71st year, the wow. Duncan involvement. Wow. That's with amateur and pro and so forth. And a lot of people, older people, probably will recognize Jimmy Foster. He used to be a police officer in Galesburg. Art Wilburn, Cliff Luckett, all those names come to mind. But it's something that is, we're not just teaching, getting in there and knocking each other out and so forth. We have been focused on giving kids life skills, self-respect, manners, all the important things in life. And that's pretty much what it amounts to. We have close to 20 kids in the gym every night. And what we're teaching, and how many of those are actually wanting to go into the ring? A small percentage of them. But we have levels. We have steps. You have to get in condition first, then offensive, defensive things. And we are concerned with your out-of-the-ring skills more so than what you do in the ring. We don't have too many George Carters and Kelvins and so forth that raise up to be pretty decent, but they're decent individuals. Jarrett was one of my boxers a couple years ago. And
like 20.
Yeah, yeah. Kelvin was one of the kids that was in the boxing, and they are now in that point where they're giving something back.
Mm-hmm. So it's classroom, it's discipline, it's all of life,
right,
skills,
right,
teaching.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if I turn out little Mike Tyson's, I'm not doing my job. Sorry, Mike, but seriously, but that's pretty much what it amounts to. We're looking for trying to build better citizens. Our motto is building for the future. So let's give the kids something that they're going to be able to use. Sports is 2% of a person's life. So let's focus on that other 98% that is going to make or break them later on in life.
Yeah. It's interesting. You said this started back the old YMCA there on Seminary in Ferris, which is now an apartment complex.
Yeah.
And so that's going back their ways, huh?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of people probably don't even realize that was the old YMCA.
Exactly, and nothing against the got to watch what I say here. It's a little different the way that things are handled now. And what it was then. Everybody, anybody could walk in and out of the old YMCA. There was I remember his name, Mel Bird from Knox College. I lived right by the football field. So I was the bat boy. I was anything that was anything at Knox College. They need somebody to run around. Well, I was
you were the gopher, huh?
I was a gopher. And I loved it. And he would always take a swimming, whatever it was. And we were involved. That was the main thing. It was a lot different again 70-something years ago, but they kept us involved, and that's our whole purpose here. We want to provide an alternative to drugs, gangs, and violence. So how do you get kids involved? Because this is what we're doing. We're losing kids because I'm not a football player or basketball player. So, and not that Galesburg just focuses on that, but there's a lot of focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and the kids that aren't my size, okay, what are you going to do? And if we don't throw something out there, well, many years ago, there was a list at Steele School, a list of potential kids that they had picked up for the Gangster Disciples, one of the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And they start out right, hey, Kelvin, would you run this over to Mr. Meredith? $50 and stuff like that. And those are the kids that we're losing because mm-hmm. much easier to make $50 to a kid right. that doesn't have.
Sure. Yeah. It's not like the kid wants to go out and get in trouble necessarily, no. just looking for something to be a part of and something to do and makes the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that's I was in Arkansas. I hope I'm not messing things up, but I was all of a sudden in Jacksonville and Little Rock, North Little Rock, the gang population just exploded. And it was Clinton, and he was governor at the time. We were sitting around the table. I said, like, what don't you understand about this? What do you mean? I said, the kids just want to belong.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, why are you in the Lutherans, Men's Lutheran Club and the Masonics? And I went around the table. Everybody had great ideas on why they were in what they were in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what kids want to be. If you're not the basketball player or the top football player, well, you walk up and down the halls and nobody really knows or cares if you're there or not, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
But so they want to belong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Carlos Duncan, president of the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club, joining us this morning. And kind of an overview of what they do and helping the kids. And there's more to it than that as well. But there's a fundraising event that's going to be coming up. And Jared Clapp joining us, who, as Carlos mentioned, came up in the Youth Athletic Club as well. Talk first off, Jared, a little bit about your experience with the Youth Athletic Club.
Well, it'd be tough to put into words and articulate how much it did for me, but speaking as somebody who's been a knucklehead kid that got dropped off there and found direction, and I couldn't even probably tell you because I don't know all the positive ways it's impacted my life, but huge, you know. And as a parent with kids and looking at the way the world is today, there's not a lot of places around, period, and there's not any place in Galesburg that does and has been doing for the kids what Carlos has been doing. And that's the big thing, in my opinion, about the Funky Jive at 5, May 13th. you know, we want to get out there. We want people to know. This shouldn't be a secret. This should be something that everybody is embracing, this treasure that we have here in our community. You know, I don't know how many people are listening that had no idea this even exists. You know, we want to change that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and that's the thing, is you want, you know, to have not the gym itself, but when you have people like Carlos and his family has been involved for that long and that invested in the community, and you've felt firsthand the touch of that.
This is all about life skills and mm-hmm. building a better future and making better adults, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that, like you were talking about, you know, everybody's involved in something.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should be involved in this, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think everybody agrees that the future is important and the kids are important. Well, then get involved. We've got something right here for the kids in our community that we can change how these kids are going to be as adults. You know, I'm one of many. There's a lot of them out there. We just want them all talking and spreading the word so that the next generation can take advantage of what Carlos has to offer.
So the fundraiser itself, May 13th, and this will be what, at 156 East, is that right?
Yep, Azers 156 East, mm-hmm. 156 East Main Street. It'll be a good time.
I hear disco music is coming back that night, huh?
Bring your dancing shoes. I'm going to have mine on.
So what time is it open? How can you get tickets? And
I'll have some tickets out at Yim Chevrolet.
Okay.
You can stop in and see me. Carlos, I think, has a couple other locations set up.
It'll be at Azers. They had three locations?
I know two for sure. They may have a third.
Well, I talked to Mr. Azar, and he said there was three, so we'll have tickets at Azar's also.
Okay.
And at the gym, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 7, somebody wants to stop up there and pick up a ticket there.
So doors will open at what time again? At
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock on Saturday, May 13th at 156 East, downtown Galesburg. And again, will there be some other fundraising activities going on during the actual fundraiser?
Donations.
Okay.
We trying to get together donations, baskets, and so forth.
Okay.
I have, for instance, something from Dave's Auto Body detailing Detail
for
and so
life,
forth.
Yeah.
And this is what we want to do, and people can come in, and I guess that would be a silent auction.
Okay.
And trying to raise funds so we can go into the Eponics, expand our program.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up as well. So, and if somebody wants to help out, maybe they can't be to the fundraiser, they can get a hold of you. They can help out monetarily or whatever by getting a hold of you at the gym.
Exactly. We always need, matter of fact, there's a lot, a big thing, said somebody, well, I'm not a boxer. You don't have to be a boxer. Just be an adult. Come in and sit down and talk to some of the kids because they don't have that.
Yeah.
A lot of them don't have that to go home. And that's why a lot of times I'm so popular is because I joke with them. I have fun with the kids. And, you know, they come there because they're somebody. And that means everything. That's what we said. Everybody wants to be somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And still a sense of good sense of pride, physically, mentally, socially. And, you know, all those things work together.
Place they belong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, also, Kelvin Medley joining us this morning, and as Carlos mentioned, Kelvin, you grew up some in the gym as well. Tell us about your experience, first off, with the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club.
Yes, I started boxing when I was 12 years old, and I never looked back. From the moment I stepped in the gym, I felt welcome, and you know, Carlos, he showed me nothing but love, and he was a mentor from the beginning. So, like he says, I always had a reason to go back. It was always fun. I loved the sport of boxing. And I always learned something from it. Like, it wasn't just fun. Like, it was always a lesson to be learned. And Carlos, he always kept it real with me. So that's why I love boxing so much. That's why I'm still here today. Because without Carlos, I don't know where I would be. So it's a lot of young kids that I see in the same position that I was when I was younger. And I got to help them. I feel it's my obligation to help them kids.
Well, and I suppose you saw maybe some other guys your age, and Jared probably the same thing, that like we said, they wanted to get involved in something. You guys got involved there. They maybe went and got involved in the wrong things.
Right, because I'm a prime example. I've been in trouble throughout my life. You know, I started boxing through teen court, so it was one of my bad decisions that got me in boxing. But it was learning good and bad decisions what kept me in boxing. Because, like I tell a lot of people this, like, you can get out there and fight in the street all you want, but it's no reward. Like, when you win that ring, you know if you win, you get a trophy. Or you get recognition, you get a win in the win column. You know, when you get out there and fight in the street, your reward is jail. You're getting arrested. You're getting a record. So there's no reward in that. So that's why I try to encourage the kids. If you want to fight, you want to do something where you get a reward in it. You know, and not a sentence.
Absolutely. Well, and Kelvin is kind of heading up a new program, the aquaponics program, kind of, I guess, an urban farm setting here in Galesburg. Tell us about that and what you've got going on.
Yes, me and my brothers, we started a company, Green Lures Incorporated, and we're teaming up with GYAC, and we're focused on building a solid, mind-expanding opportunity for the youth. You know, like you said, we're growing an urban farm. And what it is a combination of aquaculture and hydroponics, growing plants in nutrient-rich waters. It's used as the method to sustainably grow food. Waste produced by farm fish supplies nutrients for plants grown hydroponically. So the goal for Green Lords, Inc. is to provide Knox County community with fresh, organic produce year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So we're open to any questions. I'll be free to answer.
Well, and then also part of that is you're kind of getting the kids involved that are involved in the athletic club, another avenue for something for them to do to kind of help you guys out?
Yes, that's the main thing. Like, instead of giving the kids food to eat, we teach them to grow. So that's them the life skills.
Yeah.
So we giving this so they can take it home, they can teach their parents, they can teach their brothers, they teach their friends. So we giving the kids life skills so they can take that through life. You know, if they can't find a job when they 30 years old, they can still grow their own food and they can still live. So.
Mm-hmm. Where did the idea for this come from, Calvin?
Pretty from my brother. My brother, he's real deep in this. And so, you know, I invested in my brother. It sounded like a good idea to us, and it's the way to help the community. Mm-hmm. You know, like everybody needs to eat. Like if the world go under, you know, money loses value.
Good food.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
If money loses value. You know, people they gonna need food. So by us teaching the community how to grow their own food, they self sufficient. Yeah. You know, you don't need nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the future. You know, we focus on the future. If we teach the kids this, you know, the sky's the limit.
Economics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Very good. So the products you're growing, where are they available? Can people buy them, or what's the whole setup with that?
You'll be able to buy this at the farmer's market.
Okay.
So that's where the starter is going to be from. But we're expanding the CSAs, trying to expand the stores, no restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
So to start, you'll be able to try the produce at the farmer's market this summer. But we try and expand everywhere.
Good. Well, good deal. That's a really cool thing. Kelvin Medley, who's grew up kind of in the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club and this great organization out, Green Lords Incorporated, you along with your brothers. That's a really cool thing that you're doing.
Thank you.
And again, a fundraiser coming up for the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. Again, May 13th, it'll be at 156 East. Doors will open about 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Disco night. Carlos, you going to have your dancing shoes on?
Got it going on.
All right. Well, Carlos, we always appreciate your time and what you do for the community. And again, there's more with the Galesburg Youth Athletic Club. You know, you talked about, you know, for the kids especially, you know, getting in shape physically among all the other things that you do. But for adults, one of the cheapest ways to go join a gym and get yourself in shape. That doesn't mean you have to get in the ring. If you want to, that's fine. But a great way to get in shape for adults, too.
Matter of fact, some time ago, there was a kid from the Register Mail that came up there, I think, for 3 weeks, and he had his tongue hanging out. And he was in pretty good shape,
mm-hmm.
but he said he didn't realize. Matter of fact, they use it on The Biggest Loser. There's a lot of organizations that use the plyometrics, the boxing, the different parts of boxing into getting people in shape. And we welcome them, you know, to come up there and check it out and so forth. But, again, there's our Olympic motto says it's not the winning or the losing. It's the journey that counts. And that kind of goes along with life also.
Absolutely. Well, Carlos, thank you so much again for your time. Jared, thank you. Kelvin, thank you so much. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.